The Klamath River meanders through steep mountains and lush forests. Its banks are home to ospreys and great blue herons, and playful bevies of otters. Fishing guide Jack Trout has worked here for 29 years.
There's something about the Klamath River that just makes me feel better about life. Floating, feeling the waves.
But in spite of the apparent abundance, Trout believes the Klamath is in crisis.
There was something terribly wrong with the salmon run. And I mean, the spawn was just here and gone so fast. It wasn't natural.
Salmon were once incredibly abundant here. They were the cornerstone of the ecosystem and the main food source for indigenous people in the region, the Yurok, the Hoopa, and the Karuk. Those days are gone. This is the Iron Gate Dam, one of several built decades ago for hydropower. It blocks off the salmon from their spawning grounds upstream. The fish have steadily declined ever since it was built.
So when dams went in, and we saw these huge population crashes in salmon and other species.
These salmon fry are swimming in a hatchery just below the dam. But hatchery fish have failed to restore the salmon population. For the tribal people, the result has been disastrous. Without recourse to their traditional diet of salmon, rates of diabetes and heart disease have soared.
It's really hard to emphasize just how important the salmon are to us. I mean, for me, it's not just a food source. It's also the connection to my ancestors.
Now, after decades of negotiation and bureaucratic delay, the Iron Gate Dam is going to be torn down. The process will take several years and will be the largest dam removal in U.S. history.
When this dam and the others along the Klamath River are finally removed, Native Americans and others who depend upon the river hope that it will once again flow free and clean and full of salmon all the way to the sea.
From here, at the mouth of the Klamath, salmon travel upstream to spawn after their mysterious journeys in the Pacific Ocean.
We're intertwined in every way with the Klamath River, and without the Klamath River, there aren't Yurok people.
A river to be restored for generations to come. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, on the Klamath River.